All right, this is Gillian Davis interviewing Mrs. Cynthia Davis, age 51, about the role of bookstores in our lives. The date is June 8th, 2015, and it is approximately 6 p.m. in Yorktown, Virginia. Before we begin, I'd like to ask if you have read and signed the consent forms for this interview. If so, state yes.
Yes.
First off, I'm going to ask you a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what are your scholarly interests?
Well, I was born and raised mostly in California, and then Missouri, but I'm military, so I've been all around the country. I read mostly books about, I like books about science and nutrition, gardening. I like a lot of fiction.
What type of books do you usually buy?
Those types of books.
All right. So how do those interests affect your relationship with bookstores as a consumer?
Well, I buy books in bookstores mainly because I just love being in a bookstore, seeing the books, you know, picking them up, feeling them, smelling them. I think an intimate relationship with books. However, I must admit that I do buy books online occasionally because they do tend to be cheaper.
All right, great. So how has your relationship with books and bookstores evolved throughout your life?
Well, as a kid, my family didn't have a lot of money, and we actually went to the library a lot. The library was our main resource for getting books to read. However, we, as kids, purchased a lot of Scholastic books. And then as I got older and bookstores became more prominent, I started going to bookstores such as Borders, which I loved. My family and I loved Borders bookstores. We really like any type of bookstores. So we spent a lot of time over the last, I would say, 20 years in bookstores. But then as they, like Borders, closed and bookstores seemed to be kind of disappearing, I've gone to sites like Amazon to purchase books more. Although I would really prefer to buy my books from independent booksellers, if I have the opportunity.
Interesting. So what would you say your general perception of bookstores is in society today?
I think they serve a great purpose. I know when my kids were younger, we would go to bookstores often when books would premiere and maybe get an author to sign them, or like when the new Harry Potter books came out, we would go and stay till the books came on the shelf. And some of the, you know, the kids would dress up in costume, and it was really like an event for the community and a lot of fun for people to come and, you know, see each other and get involved in what books were being premiered.
So how do you think that different communities perceive or approach bookstores?
I guess I don't really know a lot about other communities other than ones that I've lived in. Mm-hmm. I would say, I would just guess that more, you know, affluent communities can afford to purchase books, where maybe other neighborhoods may use the library as more of a resource to do their reading.
Great. So in your mind, what is the value of bookstores?
Well, for me personally, I just couldn't even place a value on bookstores. I just think that books are something that will never, you know, go out of style, that even with digital books, you know, so much more easily available, we're always going to love to have physical books. Did I answer? What was the question again?
Just what you thought the value was. That's great.
Immeasurable.
Okay. So How do you feel new technology of the digital age has affected bookstores and the bookstore culture?
Well, obviously, giants like Borders have gone out of business due to the advent of digital books and not being able to keep up with the technology, or not being able to, you know, find their niche in the market. But I really don't think, at least I hope, that actual physical, you know, books, both hardback and paperback, I really believe that they'll always be around. There's just something so satisfying about holding, you know, a tangible book in your hand. I like to skim back and forth, you know, when I'm reading a book, like going back a few pages and forward. And although I know you can do that on an e-reader, I find it much easier to do in a physical book. And I love to have books on bookcases and bookshelves. And I know people decorate with books, and people just to walk into a library for someone like me and my family, it's just such an exciting experience to see the books and the shelves of books. And I just think they'll always, hopefully always be around.
Great. So would you say that you preferred reading hard copies over the digital books?
Yes, I do. Although there are some advantages to the digital books, I just really prefer having an actual book with me, unless I'm traveling.
Interesting. So how do you think the modern technology is going to affect bookstores in the future?
Well, like I said, I don't think books are ever going to disappear. I think they're going to have to become, bookstores are going to have to become more adaptable, maybe offer things other than books. I mean, I know a lot of them have more of a coffee house kind of feel, which I think is, you know, great. I love that atmosphere, and I think a lot of people do. I don't know. I'm not real familiar with, you know, technology. So I really don't know what they need to do in order to stay relevant in the market. But let's hope they figure it out.
Great. So, are there any measures that you think they could take that would make you more likely to continue shopping at bookstores besides what you mentioned?
Just kind of like what I mentioned, to have what they, you know, do tend to have in the past, such as authors come in, book signings, premieres of books. I think they need to advertise more when they have bestsellers coming out, or when they're having community events that they can do in conjunction with, you know, other things going on in the community that can bring people in. Mm-hmm. To the bookstores, whether it's a giant like Barnes & Noble or, you know, the smaller mom-and-pop stores.
Great. So, to wrap things up, do you think that you will continue to shop at bookstores throughout your life?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Thank you for participating in this interview. I really appreciate your insight and your time.